From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
A rural hospital in southeastern Missouri recently closed its doors. The rural healthcare business has pretty slim margins. This hospital is the 85th rural hospital to shut down in the U.S. since 2010. And it comes in a region of Missouri that has one of the highest infant mortality rates in the country. With this hospital gone, the area will no longer have an OBGYN at all. Bram Sable-Smith of KBIA in Missouri reports.
Tasia Welton is ready for her first child, a girl, to be born. She's got a closet full of baby clothes. She's moved into a bigger house so that she and her daughter, she'll be a single mom, could have more room in this 11,000-person town of Kennett, about 200 miles south of St. Louis. Her baby bag is packed, right down to her daughter's first outfit.
It's really cute.
What's it say?
The princess has arrived. I can't wait to put it on her.
And for 37 weeks, Welton saw Dr. Nelson Perez, the only obstetrics physician in the region. Perez delivers about 400 babies a year, but in May, he had bad news. The hospital was closing, and his practice along with it.
I saw every patient, and I told him, I said, you need to find another OBGYN doctor. You need to be seen.
Kennett is in Duncan County, the second poorest in Missouri. Babies die here at nearly twice the national average. Now, Perez is no longer practicing here, and he says that's dangerous.
We have 3 to 4 life-threatening emergencies a month.
The closed hospital, Twin Rivers Regional Medical Center, was owned by Community Health Systems, a publicly traded company that lost more than $2 billion last year and sold off 30 hospitals. The Twin Rivers closing was billed as a consolidation with a hospital 50 miles away. But that distance takes about an hour to drive on winding rural highways. And Missouri's health director, Randall Williams, says that's not feasible for obstetrics.
Unlike other specialties that might lend themselves to a hub-and-spoke referral model, OB doesn't.
Births often come suddenly. Local doctors say the best hope for pregnant women here is to open a unit at the hospital one county over. It'll cost about $1 million just for equipment and the first few months of salaries. That's a big ask at a tiny rural hospital that lost money 5 of the past 9 years. Tasia Welton gave birth to her baby in May.
She's so beautiful.
But she had to drive herself an hour away to deliver. In Missouri, I'm Bram Sable-Smith for Marketplace.